It was interesting to hear that the folk festival was raising, was it the folk festival raising money for the expanded facilities for the CFA?
Yeah. Last year we did a lot of fundraising down the folk festival.
Yeah.
We've been going at it all year.
Yeah.
From when the fires finished for us, all the blacking out and that we done. We haven't stopped all year. We've just been fundraising flat out, going after the grants, after sort of any sort of money we can. I mean, the local community's helped us out a huge amount of money there.
Yeah, it's interesting that people still put their spare change into the buckets in the top shop and things like that, don't they?
Yeah, well, we're finding it. We actually got a check probably 2 days ago from a mob down in Tassie that have been doing fundraising down there and they raised about $8,000, which they gave to 8 different groups around town, around different communities, and we were one of the ones selected. So it's still rolling in and people are still doing a great job.
It's a wonderful surprise, and it's also a great surprise to know that there continues to be support from not just those in the area, but from over the ocean in Tassie.
Oh yeah, it's coming from everywhere.
That's good.
It's awesome.
Listen, how were you happy with the facilities that you had before the fire in terms of what did you have? What trucks and slip-ons and so forth?
Well, basically we've got a tanker and a slip-on, which is just your four-wheel drive unit, and a shed with a kitchen and a basic toilet and that sort of thing. Now, the brigade, we've gained another 13 brigade members, so we're up to around the 40 to 50 brigade members now. So after the fires, we realised that we sort of just didn't have the facilities to hold for an event such as what we had here, and hoping we never have to again.
Exactly,
but
we've
planned that if we do, we want the best facilities for this town that we can possibly get. So we've gone crazy all year. We've raised the money. We're hopefully going to start digging it out next week and start building. Yeah, so it's all coming. Finally, our dream of having a new station, a new everything, is coming true.
So a bigger shed.
Yep.
Better kitchen facilities.
Yep, we'll have we'll keep the shed that we've got there at the moment. We'll refurbish that a bit.
Yeah.
So that'll become a training complex for us with some training gear in it. And we'll build a totally new station beside it to house all the tankers and turnout gear and things like that.
What sort of communication systems are standard in a shed like that?
Well, basically, we'll just have a basic radio in there. It won't be anything flash because, as we found out from the Royal Commission, the communications is an issue that's got to be dealt through. So we don't want to be doing anything yet until we find out.
Yeah, and there is a very powerful argument that you. Given the nature of the terrain near here,
that's right.
If you want to communicate from a base station in Ballara, you're actually going to need something that goes by satellite.
Yeah, that's right.
That can come down into the valleys and troughs that you've
got. Yeah, it's not an issue that's going to be fixed overnight. Right. The technology's just not there at the moment to really do what we want it to do. So it's going to be an issue, and we'll get around it eventually, but it'll take some time.
It's also interesting that you've had such a big increase in the numbers of people who. I guess because of what had happened both here and in other parts of the states, realised that in fact there is a personal responsibility when you live in a community like this.
That's right, yeah, and everyone has got their certain responsibilities they do, and everyone's helped us out. Yeah. Huge amount, it's been great.
So when someone joins, there's somebody, look, I'll put the hands up, yes, I'll be a CFA volunteer. What's the process that they go through? From when they first put their hand up to when they actually can go out on the truck and do the do?
Well, basically, of course, you've got to get a police check done
To
make sure that you qualify, that you're not a pyro or anything
that
like that.
Fit and
that
proper you're, person to
yep.
do it, yeah.
And then basically, if the brigade sort of sees you as a potential person they want to keep a hold of, you go through a minimum skills course, which you basically, everyone, so that when you hop on a tanker, everyone that's on that tanker has got a basic knowledge of what to do and how to do their job. So they've got to go through that, which normally takes us about 8 weeks to put someone through it. And then you can start turning out and going hard at
it. So they do the minimum skills course locally, or do they have to go to Bangham to do it?
We run them down at our local brigade.
Okay.
But within our group, so around Maule, Churchill, Blair, all them brigades, if each brigade's got two or three, we'll run a course at each week a brigade will take a night, a session, and we'll share the load between us all.
Yeah,
so it works real well.
It also makes much more sense to be able to provide the training locally rather than have someone go off to Bangham every weekend for 8 weeks or whatever it is to go through the process at that great facility there.
Yeah, because every area will have different terrain and different ways of doing things, and we like to train our people to how we do it. Yeah.
Because the next thing after that is, and as we heard from the was it Bob from the Painesville mob who came up here, at the late January, that of course sometimes you're going to be called to unusual terrain and different terrain when there's bigger events taking up much of the state.
That's right.
So did your crew have to go out elsewhere once things had quietened down here? Were you up at Churchill, for instance?
To the Black Saturday fires.
Yes, you're talking.
We sent two tankers over there. We were dealing with still a fair bit of stuff here going on, but that happened, and we sent them away.
In fact, should point out that while by that stage the fire may have been officially out, in fact, there's a lot of work to do to make sure that it actually is out, and when the weather circumstances of the 7th of February sprang up, that was the sort of thing that could flare up something again.
That's right.
In the Delburn complex.
Yes, that's right. It could have caused another problem for us.
Yeah, so there's a lot of work that you guys...
Well, we kept going for, it was probably another 6 weeks, 24 hours a day after the initial fire was out. Yeah, we were hard at it. Absolutely any bit of smoke that was seen, we had to go and put it out. And that's what blacking out is. You have to put absolutely everything out. So it's a lot of hard work.
So how have things been in the 12 months since? Well, that's probably closer to, in your case, probably closer to 10 months since, isn't it?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I can't believe it's been 12 months, actually. It's gone pretty quick for me personally. It's just been a lot of things going on. We've been, like I said before, fundraising flat out. Yeah. But we've sort of kept ourselves busy. And the town's done really well. A lot of people have really just grit their teeth, got on with it, and have done really well. And they went through a hell of a lot, so it's a real credit to them.
Yeah, it is. I'm repeating myself now, but there's a sense of strength of character and resilience about this community. But that's, and I know that because of repeated visits here. But yeah, I also know that it's replicated in so many other parts of the state.
That's right.
And one of the strengths of a community like this is the ability for individuals inside that community to see where specific needs might exist and do something about it, whether that's on a personal level or at a bigger, at a community-wide level.
Yeah, things like this just highlight issues that you just never ever think of. Mm. Or you might think of them, but you don't see them as that important. So, it's definitely done that, and we've definitely learned a lot out of it.
Yeah, and so in that case, it's been a very fast year. What's the feeling in the crew now? That hopefully we seem to be getting towards the end of the fire season. Now there's a few weeks to go yet.
Yeah.
But with the amount of moisture around, especially on a day like today, which is wonderful.
Great, this rain.
Yeah. I get the impression that hopefully we're towards the end of the season. I imagine there's a feeling of enormous relief.
Yeah. Well, leading up to it, we basically, it's not being cruel, but we had to push last year away and try and sort of settle ourselves a little bit with it, so it's just so we could get on and do what we do. We just can't sort of dwell on it, and because it becomes unnerving otherwise.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've just sort of treated this summer as any other summer. Last summer was an exceptional year sort of thing, and things happened, but no, we've just kept training and kept doing what we normally do, and thank God it's been a quiet summer.
But at some stage, I guess, as a group, you get the opportunity to, there's the horrible word, debrief, but you do get a chance to talk.
Yeah.
Just as the type.
Yeah, we've
of group
done of... a lot of that all year. Yeah. Like I think one of your listeners said before, that not the first month or two, or you've got to keep doing it all year. Yeah. And we've just kept talking, and issues arise. Like I was up at Eden a week ago or so, and they had a fire start up around there, and you just see the smoke and the old nerves and sweat start happening. But yeah, it always brings back those memories.